In today's episode of StoryCorps Northwest, to hear how the country's first Spanish-language community radio station, KDNA, got started. It was founded by Ricardo Garcia of Yakima. Garcia worked with Cesar Chavez and established the Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic. His friend of 30 years, Nieves Negrete, interviewed him for StoryCorps Northwest.
So we form community-based organizations, that's what we call them. The Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic, for example, Northwest Rural Opportunities, which eventually I became the director of, we felt that a radio station would be a good way to communicate with a community which was growing, because by then people from Mexico were arriving and also in big numbers, empowering the poor people through radio. And we applied for and received a permit to construct from the FCC for a community radio station. So on December 1979, we went on the air with Radio KDNA.
Cadena is known as the voice of the La Voz del Campesino.
La Voz del Campesino, yes, La Voz del Campesino. And KDNA means, in Spanish, if you sound it up, it's cadena, and cadena is a chain link.
Chain link.
So we were linking three states, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, in communications with farm workers.
Cadena, one of the things about Cadena, KDNA, is that it is much more than just a radio station. It provides social services to the community.
One of the accomplishments that I feel very proud is that I had a very strong hand in bringing a radio station. Very popular in those years, early years, because it was the only full-time radio station in the state of Washington as well as in the country. We covered all the areas. We covered health, housing. We discussed subjects that people in our culture you don't discuss, incest,
HIV,
HIV/AIDS, the gay community, gay sons and daughters of farm worker parents, and how to be sensitive to them and love them. We have covered so many subjects and educated our community in so many ways that 34 years later, KDNA remains a community radio station dedicated, having a mission of serving your listeners.
There was a time, as I'm sure you remember, when in that old Cadena building, there was Radio Cadena, there was Evergreen Legal Services, and then there was the Farmworker Union. And growers in the valley would call that the unholy trinity, because the radio station was educating workers on their rights.
Because of the language that we were broadcasting in, Spanish language, the agricultural industry was very suspicious of what we were doing with that radio station. They would monitor us. They would write letters to the FCC complaining that we were misusing federal money. The FCC said, well, they have a right to do that because they're serving a very unique community, a community of farm workers whose language is Spanish. So we escaped those criticisms or those grievances of the industry. But we were very unpopular in the beginning. Now there's a friendship with the industry because the industry, agricultural industry, and the advocates for farm workers, we all agree that we need now immigration reform.
Right.
And that's a uniting factor.
Ricardo Garcia, talking to his friend Nieves Negrete of Yakima. You can also listen to this interview and see a photo of Ricardo Nieves on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.